The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We talked about growing the economy, we talked about energy independence, but more than anything, in this Rocky Mountain state, people want to be able to lift their eyes up to the great Rocky Mountain horizon and recognize the fact that we have an ever-hopeful state. And that's the kind of message that we had to capture. What's happening in Washington, D.C. isn't working. It's not as much about Republicans or Democrats as it is about the fact that the direction, the policies of Washington aren't working for the people of this state or this country.
Republican Cory Gardner talking about what the big change was and the fact that, as you just heard there, D.C. isn't working. Coloradans wanted to see something different. Obviously, other people were looking in different directions as well, because now it's about the aftermath of the midterm elections. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Over the weekend, people were still talking about that. That was part of the Sunday swirl, the talking heads, what happened with the Democrats, and what did the Republicans do so well, and what will it mean for 2016? It's all about the pre and the post, much like a sports team. So here's what we think is going to happen. Whoops, when it doesn't happen, here's what we talk about afterwards. And for the Republicans, now it's about, well, what does this mean? We have the majority now in Congress, and what is that going to mean for 2016? There is a very big, big push. So will the president wait on immigration, or will he go it alone with an executive order? Now, having been on television twice and saying that he will do the executive order thing if he has to, I think that's part of laying the groundwork for, I'm not going to get burned, I'm going to tell everybody what I'm doing here unless something different happens with this Congress. But I can't see how they're going to agree on any kind of reform. But does that executive order happen before the end of the year, or does he wait until the beginning of next? Because it doesn't, in one way, it doesn't necessarily matter if he has the majority in Congress or not, because he can throw out that executive order when he wants to do it. The House Speaker said that the president would get burned if he used executive action to help undocumented immigrants. And on the other hand, that was one of the president's promises when he stepped into the light, when he first got elected, that he was going to do something about immigration. He said that at many, many stops where he was trying to rally the voters. So people who are pushing for immigration reform want the president to do something, to provide some kind of relief, they're saying, to millions of undocumented immigrants, since Congress hasn't passed any kind of an overhaul at this point. And I can't think in any universe that the Republican Senate, with now the majority in the House, too, are going to pass any kind of bill that would work with people who flat out want amnesty for immigration in some form for illegal immigrants. So hope and change, hope, change. And here's my promises before I get out of office. I'm thinking for sure there's going to be an executive action. That's why he's saying that. But maybe it happens in the new year. Why do it before then? Maybe wait until afterwards, because he could still get the backing of some Democrats even if he did an action instead. But what would be the action by the Congress if that were to happen? Since I've been doing America Tonight, immigration has been talked about, has been put on the shelf. There have been protests. There have been Republicans who have talked about walls and other things to happen. There have been Democrats who have talked about other ways to handle the problem. But so far, nothing. Nothing has happened that's any different. And I said this a ton of times on this show, and all of you know this. there were books that were, there were laws that were on the books for a very long time. And it has had to do with corporations, companies, I should say, not so much corporations, that and people not hiring those who came across the border, that there would be fines and that wouldn't be allowed. But it was never truly enforced. So that just made it more inviting, and more people came over and came over and came over. Then there was the drug trade that ramped up, then came over, came over, came over. Throw in the gang members, come over, come over, come over. So we get the good, the bad elements, you know, give us everything in between, and that's what's happened. And you all know the picture of what that looks like. And at this point, this is another part of this. What happens with the voting population? What happens? You know, when you talk about Latinos, because that's the word people are using now, and lumping all kinds of Hispanic people into that, there was something that came out in November. There was a poll by Latino Decisions, right? And what they showed is two-thirds of Latino voters said immigration was either the most important or one of the most important issues driving their vote this year. 60% of Latino registered voters who were not planning to vote said the delay in the executive action made them less enthusiastic about the president and the Democratic Party. And how about that Pew Research survey in October that found 55% of Latino registered voters disapproved of the way that the administration is handling deportations. So this is a big one for the press. I mean, this is a legacy kind of deal. What is he going to do on this immigration matter? I think it's clear he's going for the executive action. I think so. But will he hold that off? And will he do, I mean, will he try to go for an up or down vote? I don't know. Even David Axelrod, one of his most trusted advisors, said last week that POTUS should agree to shelve the executive order for up or down votes in the House. Maybe. I think this is just the beginning. I think this is what we're going to see. If you remember, the one bill passed in June of 2013, basically that bill would have included, everyone would have been allowed to stay in the United States under the Senate bill, meaning 6 million to 9 million people would qualify. That was their whole thing, that the bill that pushed to keep them in the United States, the people that qualified. And now I don't even know what the expectations are because they're all over the map. I do know this, that it is a broken system. And it is hypocrisy across the board when it comes to the border. I mean, it is. You know, letting people come in across the border, then you talk to people in Arizona and they tell you about these horrific rape trees and they tell you about the people they find dead on the more sparse areas of the border, sad kids, women, other men, and they find them and they pull them out of wherever they are and then have to stack up the bodies and try to figure out who they are. And it's depressing. It's depressing, some of the inhumane things that are happening, frankly, as well at the border. It's not good for anyone. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Semper Fi to all Marines, being
yes.
Father of a Marine, I concur.
I love it.
You said something about, you sound like Dan. What was that all about?
Oh, because he slipped. You know how you have that sometimes when you have to put your headset down?
Yeah.
Tomas did that. It was like he had this, all of a sudden, it's like he had that delayed headset thing. But then he called, he slipped off, and then he called back.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad reference. It was just, he sounded like you, technically.
I thought you were disking me here.
No.
Okay, do you know why Lois Lane left Superman?
Why?
The reason she dumped him was he really was faster than a speeding bullet.
That's good. Oh, I like that one. That's good. And that's innuendo. So that works. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Well, now, I'm very happy with the way the election went. But what I want to see is that we secure the border first and then send all the little illegals that came over here by Obama's little routine of letting all these kids in with their gangbanger buddies and supposed to be their little brothers and sisters and relatives and their mommies and all that bull hockey, and putting them on welfare and SSI and putting them in our schools and giving us a nice little virus that has sickened our kids and all kinds of other things like whooping cough and chicken pox and measles and all the other diseases that they brought us recently. That's now going through our school system, and send them back. Tell them, hey, you know, try again after the other people that are doing it legally get through the program, go to the back of the line, and then we'll let you in. But in the meantime, put that fence clear across the 1,800 miles of border and stop this people dying in the desert and the rape trees and all the rest that's going on and all the inhumanity that's taking place against these people, because they are our brothers and sisters, and we do not want them dead. We do not want them disparaged. We do not want them put down in any way, shape, or form. But right is right. If we go to Mexico, we have to have our papers on us, and if we don't go back when we say we're going back, we can be incarcerated in jail, and God help you if you're in a Mexican jail. I mean, it's just hell. Not knowing a personal experience, of course. but it is not where you want to be. Now, under those same circumstances, instead of we doing the same thing to them here and making it a drawback to come to this country that you're going to go to jail, we put them on welfare, food stamps, show them how to work the system and get everything that they possibly can want. And there's no reason for them to even go to work. They're not being workers. They're being welfare recipients and future Democratic voters, because that's what this is all about. This is Obama's plan. And on him using his amnesty thing and going against Congress, there's a little thing called impeachment, and he's about ready to knock on that door. And if he does, he is going to be impeached. Because this Congress... This new Congress has many, many, many people that said that they would be in favor of impeachment. These are the new guys, the Tea Party types and so on, that would be in favor of taking him down if he uses executive action, because that violates the Constitution of the United States. And this new appointment of his to take Holder's place, I don't think she's going to go anywhere fast with this old Congress. It will have to be up to the new Congress when they take shape. And she better have a spotless record and believe in prosecuting people like Holder for his actions of Fast and Furious and all the other debacles, which will lead right to the president's door. So I think there's going to be a whole lot of scrutiny on her. And this is all coming down in the next Congress when they take shape in January.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a different day. There's no doubt with the numbers. Thanks, Dan. There's no doubt with the numbers that this is different what could possibly happen. Even with the, you know, I used to say this all the time to Dan, forget the impeachment. I'll walk naked in New Jersey if Obama's impeached. But depends on, you know, majority rules. So now you have the majority in the Senate and in the House. You still have plenty of Democrats. But with the majorities, depending on what the majorities would say, I still don't think that will happen. I absolutely don't think that. But it is a different day, and the numbers count in the end. And if there's enough conversation about it, who knows what happens? And to his point, which was my point that I said before we went to Dan, if you only knew the atrocities at the border that are just so inhumane, terrible. In Arizona, in parts of Texas, it's awful. I mean, it's awful for any of those people who are so poor, who just want to reunite with their cousin, their mother, whoever, and they're hearing about they can get you a job, they can get you a leg up. Because, listen, Mexico doesn't care about the people. They're the haves and the have-nots. That's it. I mean, you got the richest man in the world, Carlos Slim, who lives in Mexico City. You got that. You got the king, the emperor. And El Presidente, and really, they don't care about the poor. It's the rich and the poor, and that's it. Very little in between, very little. And then all the corruption and the police departments was what's going on, because the cartels run so much. Grim, hello.
Hey, Kate, it looks like it's immigration, Ebola, and meteors. Oh, my.
Yeah. Meteors would be cool to see. If I was looking out and had my head up and I was looking up outside, that'd be awesome.
You know, it's kind of weird how, you know, the same squirrel seems to be turning our little old runner about, because I'm thinking on the same thing of sports and politics. And you know, I'm really, since about week seven, you know, all this craziness, you know, in the NFL has been going on. And, you know, I've said the good and the bad and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, today it really showed its true colors in the, you know, game of the week with New Orleans.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah, if you could roll back about to where Coulter hit about the 3-yard line before he made that fantastic catch, and I admit he pushed off, but the safety was coming at him at an angle, not parallel to him, and hit him. And he was running so hard, too, that when he turned around and looked, as they were in the end zone and he made the catch, he knew he couldn't go up. So, yeah, he played it just like, you know, the announcers were saying. He played
right.
It real good.
Right.
Well, there's the ugly for you.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was watching that finish, and you're right. They kept saying, oh, he really sold it. He really sold it. And then it didn't work out. And, of course, I had New Orleans in that game, so I was like, great.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Well, in the last four games, we've all lost.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have both lost in our picks.
I know.
But the thing is that would have been negating calls. And in a, you know, in a game like that with a catch like that, what an ultimate end to the game for the
yeah.
NFL, for everybody.
Yeah.
But, because the call should have been, what is it, no contact rule after 5 yards.
Yeah.
There was contact.
Yeah.
And then there was the push-off.
Yeah.
But this is a Hail Mary, and it's basically, any football player is going to say, well, you know, this is a Hail Mary, man. Everything goes away. This is, you know.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, just like in politics, it looks like the ugly is going to be the CPP.
Yeah.
Can you see the gears that I've been even listening to
yeah.
tonight? I'm seeing
yeah.
the same thing, and
yeah.
I'm afraid. I mean, I love everything Dan said, and he's right. You know, everything
right.
Dan said, and we need to first secure the border and get rid of the immigrants we have in this country. That way we can put ourselves back on job and get rid of, you know, all this debt that's going to incur from them. And it's because here's the Achilles heel. It's like sitting at a poker game looking for a tell from your player.
Yep.
The people that run this country got the money.
Mm-hmm.
And their weakness is, you know, they're playing the NFL. So you can watch to see.
Yeah, it's interesting. I understand where you're going with that analogy, Grim. And that's why I always say sports is like politics. Thanks for the call. Sports is very much like politics. And you see it play out in whole kinds of different forms. I think that immigration is the river card, and it's going to be deadly for some, and it's going to work out for others. We'll see.
Lunch and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys' Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. I always say it comes down to the numbers, baby, and boy, do we have a lot of numbers for you. It is kind of, to pick up on the theme of Grimm, it is the good, the bad, and the ugly in a way, and I'll tell you what's really going to be ugly for some people, the temperature. They're talking about Great Falls, Montana, 9 below 0. Now, in certain parts of the country, do you ever really get used to this, I guess, but you can weather the weather better than some. So when the temps dump in Minnesota, like the snow, or in Nebraska, or in Wisconsin, you get it. You deal. You know how to deal with it. Rain is going to smash into Chicago and Milwaukee on Monday and Tuesday. They think there are going to be some snowflakes mixed in between. I think the people who get the brunt of this super typhoon, that Nuri, that rolled up north over Alaska's, over Alaska on Friday, it's kicking off this Arctic air. They say it's kind of almost like what you saw with Superstorm Sandy. So that's causing this chill in the south. It's going to be very chilly, folks. So any of those sweaters that you had tucked away, pull them out. Because we're talking about 20s in the evening. We're talking about 40s during the day. And we're definitely going to feel the effects of that storm. It's just a question of what they're going to be like. In different areas, you're going to talk about snow plows. You're just going to be talking about bundling up in some areas. You're talking about rain. You're talking about ice and others. And the ice, I think, is the scary thing. I'm thinking like last year how crazy it was in Atlanta. Remember that? And remember what happened in Atlanta? Remember what happened in Raleigh? We don't want to see any repeats of people getting stuck in traffic jams where they had to get out and walk from their car. And it was nightmarish in both of those cities. I think now there's so much planning for that. That's a big part of what they talk about, the city manager does, and with the different departments. How are we? Where's the budget for this? And more cities, even the cities that usually don't do that, are trying to budget for some kind of emergency weather ops where they have a little bit more with the salting trucks and being able to do some preliminary things. But the number is 9 below 0 to me. That is a frightening number. Frightening number. Then there's this sad number. Anytime I hear of these plane crashes, a jet crash Sunday near Freeport on the island of Grand Bahama killed 9 people on board. The flight was from another island, Nassau, which maybe some of you have been to. I was to that island twice, once when I was a kid and once as an adult. It was a cheap, awesome vacation, but I don't know if it's that way now because you have, remember in the Bahamas, you've got that big casino resort, the Atlantis, so that probably changed things in Nassau anyway. But sadly, you had, who were the people that were the victims on this, and the costs, the cause of the crash, not immediately clear. But according to former UN Ambassador Andrew Young, there were a couple of people on that flight. Miles Monroe, who was a well-known pastor on the islands, who dealt with a lot of travelers that came through, and he was kind of a known name. He was one of the victims of the crash, so 9 people down in that crash in the Bahamas. Also, numbers-wise, moving along from that to this, I was talking about the meteor shower that some people saw in Texas on Saturday night. It happened like around 8:45 is what they're saying. That's when all of a sudden 911 got a whole bunch of phone calls. I'm thinking, why are people calling 911? What are they going to do, rush out there and say, yeah, I didn't see that. Did you get a quick picture of that so I can kind of tell you what it is? I think it just kind of freaked some people out. Others realized that it probably was a meteor, and then still others were confused as to what it was. So NASA is saying that what they do know, because one of their cameras captured it, just a glimpse of it, and they're still having to piece some things together, but that it probably was a meteor for sure, and that it was 4,000 pounds, and that it was 4 times as bright as the moon, and it was very rare, even though there's a lot of meteors, very rare to see something like that, and the people that saw it should consider themselves lucky. All right, I'll go with that. I think that's kind of lucky. No one got hurt. It landed in San Antonio, shook the ground. But as far as we know, nobody was hurt from it, so that's a good thing. This isn't a good thing, and it's a very rare thing to see. The cheerleaders on the sidelines, you know, of course, they catch people's attention, and they do their cheers, and they're part of the entertainment throughout the game. But a Ravens cheerleader was hospitalized after falling during the Ravens' 21-7 win over the Titans on Sunday. They say that the cheerleader received an all clear after being taken to the hospital where the doctors conducted tests on her neck and her back. They don't know what caused the injury beyond that she was tossed in the air and landed on either her head or her neck. And they showed video of that. I saw a video of it. It was frightening. It looked like she was just knocked out, unconscious, when she fell. And it looked like she smashed her neck, and you know what you're thinking when that happens. And then they put her on the board and take her out, and there's just a hush over that stadium. I mean, as it should be, because it was a scary moment, but it's so rare. I can't remember seeing anything happen with an NFL cheerleader. And as some of you know, we just had on one of the attorneys that is representing some of the Raider cheerleaders suing the NFL because of the pay discrimination, which they're getting. Most of these cheerleaders get like $100 a game, and then they pay for everything and, you know, all the materials they need and everything else. And so it's kind of crazy. And I think people are shocked by that. So imagine, you know, if something had happened to that cheerleader, but it looks like it looks pretty good because she got the clear and they checked everything. So thank goodness, because that fall definitely did not look good in the middle of that game. This is another crazy thing that somebody texted me during the day. I think people I know are looking to tell me about earthquakes or weather, because I always get all those alerts, not alerts from the U.S. Geological Survey, but from people I know. So hundreds of small earthquakes have rumbled under Nevada, like a, they say it's been described as like a seismic kind of drum roll deal since midsummer. And now it's gotten even louder. And they're not, the seismologists aren't saying, well, this is necessarily means there's going to be a big one, but they call them swarms, and they're seeing them regularly. And they say in September, there's about 500 mini quakes that hit southeastern California about 2 days. The largest was 3.8. And it could be felt, but it wasn't dangerous. I don't know. I got to say, if I'm living in that area and I'm having these swarms, as they call them, I'm not feeling real comfortable with that answer. What does that mean? Well, this happens. We get these swarms now and then. We get that buzzing sound. And in Nevada, they're saying the swarm is buzzing in and around a national wildlife refuge. It's the Sheldon Wildlife Refuge, and it's gone on since mid-July, and it's gotten stronger and stronger, and they're saying three were over magnitude 4.0. So you got to wonder, is there the chance of a larger earthquake if it's that keeps happening? And the answer is they don't know. I mean, they're saying, no, these are swarms, and sometimes that happens. And I guess the good news there is it's a sparsely populated area. There's two towns about 40 miles away, and the population in those towns is 2,500. But is it a sign that they're going to see the earth really ripped wide open, or they're just going to keep hearing these rumblings and feel like these mini quakes, but not actually see a big one hit there? And you know, they're not telling people to evacuate or anything. Got to say, that'd be a little disconcerting to hear that. It'd be a lot if I was living there, especially since I lived in California. Yeah, I don't know that I'd be liking that answer. You know, we can only tell you this is what we know, that there are these, this is a swarm, don't worry about it. This is pretty interesting. Pope Francis has reassigned a conservative American cardinal from a key post to one that is mostly symbolic. What's that all about? So Cardinal Raymond Burke, a leading conservative, as they call him, has been vocal in his criticisms of the direction of the Pope. Aha, criticizing the Pope will get you segregated to a more sparse area. The Pope has appointed moderates in a lot of big dioceses, including in Chicago earlier in the fall, and he's removed some of the conservatives from some of the other position. See, that's what you can do when you're the king, I mean Pope. You can rearrange the deck chairs, and who's going to complain? Especially because so many people love this Pope, because he embraces so many different people. So one Pope, then another Pope. So far, it's been four that have been rearranged. And the Vatican didn't give a reason for the demotion. I mean, do they have to? Isn't the Vatican its own city? I think so. All right, the sports I promised. We're talking of NBA next here in America Tonight.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, NBA basketball is back. And let me tell you, there is a great book that's out by Sports Illustrated. And Bill Sikin is with us. He was partly responsible for it, along with a bunch of other people. And it's just so brilliantly done. I think it's hard when you sit down and you hash out who are the best and who are the, you know, all-time slam dunkers or coaches and the big franchises. And we love lists, and I certainly am one of those people, having done sports for such a long period of my life. That's the ultimate bar argument. Who's the best? Do you remember this play? Do you remember what happened in the finals? And do you remember those powerhouse teams like the Lakers in the early 70s? And that's my favorite, one of my favorite things about sports. So Bill Sikin is in our virtual green room. How lucky are we? Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So when you put the book together, like I said, I mean, for all of us sports junkies, it is about moments and the best and lists and whatnot. Do you sit down in a room and everybody starts to argue and you start to build lists, or how does that work?
Well, the way we did it with this book was that we kind of pulled all our basketball writers and editors and just asked them to give us top 10 lists in these categories that you talked about, you know, point guard, centers, best franchises, greatest games. And then we kind of tallied the vote. And then for this book, we kind of used those votes as the sort of the framework. As you mentioned, it's a coffee table book, so every choice gets illustrated with a big picture and then also a story from the SI archive about the subject.
Yeah, and then
and
one
so,
of I'm sorry, go ahead. One of the cool things, and we'll talk about this, is you did courtside characters, too. Whose idea was that? Because Alexander Wolf pulled that together.
Yeah, that was at the end of the book, we have a list where the people who are on the panel just said, you know, come up with a list of your own, devising something that you think is interesting. And Alex Wolf pulled together a great one about courtside characters. It, you know, weaves together people like from Spike Lee to Jack Nicholson to, you know, Dave Zinkoff, the old PA announcer at the Philadelphia Spectrum, to the, you know, the Suns gorilla. We got a great picture of the gorilla, you know, diving through a flaming hoop and dunking a basketball. So it's a lot of fun.
Did, for you personally, what was your favorite team? Did you have a favorite team?
I grew up in Philadelphia, so, you know, my favorite team was the Sixers. And, I mean, one of the votes I was really interested in was the center vote, because I grew up in Philadelphia. My dad grew up in Philadelphia, and he grew up, you know, worshiping Wilt Chamberlain. And, you know, I've heard many, many times, like, one side of the argument of who is the greatest center, you know, with all the feats that Wilt Chamberlain did. And so I was very curious to see, when the votes were tallied, where would he come in relative to, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell, who, you know, both of whom people would consider, other people would consider the greatest. I mean, if you had to pick one of those three, who would you say is your top pick?
Well, for me, I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay. You too, okay.
Yeah, so I'm biased. You know, I got that hometown thing working for me. But I think it's really hard to pick. I mean, you know, you're talking about some phenomenal names that did phenomenal things in the game. And if you push aside your hometown bias, I still think it's pretty tough. I mean, to me, Dr. J especially, was so basketball for me. And I'm sure you've talked to him, but when you get a chance to interview him and you get him loosened up and you start to hear his stories, I think he is a great storyteller. Have you had that opportunity?
You know, my lone encounter with Dr. J in person was when I was about 14 years old and I was getting his autograph. But so I haven't had that chance. But no, he's another person I'm curious to see where he fit in, because he's, you know, such an icon. But where do you slot him compared to people like, you know, John Havlicek and Rick Barry, yeah, and Larry Bird and LeBron James and all, some of the other,
yeah,
you know, great small forwards of all time? I mean, he came into our list at number three, you know, behind Bird and LeBron, but ahead of,
right,
you know, Barry and Havlicek and Dominique and people like that. We also did a list of the most entertaining people. And he showed up, he was there at number two, just behind, you know, Michael Jordan. And, you know, as a Philly person, I was kind of pleased to see that, you know, Philadelphia's had three of the top 10 entertaining players of all time. I mean, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, and then also Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've certainly living through the AI years, and that marriage with Philadelphia is very, very interesting. You know, it's really hard to do. You break down different positions. But who's the greatest basketball player of all time? And there's still people on the floor. You know, who knows what LeBron James ultimately accomplishes in the end? We know what we're seeing now, or Kevin Garnett type. But do you think people would, if they were polled now, would still say Michael Jordan because he transcends basketball?
Yeah, I think it would come down to two people. It would be Jordan and Bill Russell. I mean, and that's when it gets to the challenge of, you know, comparing people of different eras as well as people in different positions, because the Celtics had the run of 11 championships in 13 years with Russell as the centerpiece. But, of course, it was a different league. It was a much smaller league. You had fewer teams competing for the championship. And, you know, it was just a different time. I mean, personally, you know, I would lean toward Jordan, but I can see, I believe Russell would be a strong number two.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And again, this is cutting across the eras, which that is pretty difficult. We mentioned a couple of different times here entertainment with players and then with also others courtside. Is that the whole thing that's worked with the NBA so well, that they've been able to entertain the crowds, and that's what you have to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it is the nature of basketball. I mean, one of my standard conversation lines is, you know, basketball is the only sport where the concept like the Harlem Globetrotters can work. I mean, you would never have something like that in football because it's too brutal, and, you know, baseball's not really the same. But, you know, in basketball, you can, there's, you know, you can see the players' faces so well, and I think there's kind of an entertainment value, you know, present that isn't quite there in other sports. I mean, you know, every sport sort of drives toward a championship, but, you know, basketball can just kind of provide these highlight plays along the way that, you know, are, you know, provide a different kind of value as well.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite shot? Like, my favorite shot is the dunk. And I remember the first time, and I know it's, in a way, such a layup, pardon the pun, to say dunk, but the first time I ever saw Michael Jordan in person dunk a ball, I couldn't believe it. It seemed like somebody had put something on his shoes and he flew up into the air. So I think that's what it just had a lasting effect on me. Do you have a favorite shot in basketball?
Well, we're talking about a specific play. I mean, if so, I mean, I would go to the, and if you're a Philly person, I'm sure you'll remember it well. They came in a regular season game, Sixers against Lakers in the 82-83 season. And Dr. J had a breakaway. And to me, those, you know, some of the most exciting seconds in sports are when Dr. J had the ball in the open floor and you were just waiting to see what he was going to do with it. In that particular case, he did a big whirly bird slam right over Michael Cooper. And, you know, it was both a spectacular shot and coming after years of the Sixers sort of almost getting there, but not quite getting to the title. It just kind of felt like not only was that a great shot, but it felt like, okay, this year they're going to get past the Lakers in the finals. This year they're going to win it all. And they did.
Yeah. And boy, those, the Lakers teams were tough. And what an error that is when you talk about the Lakers. And the Lakers have had a couple of reincarnations, haven't they?
Absolutely. And, right, you have the Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain Lakers. And then, you know, you have the Magic, Kareem, James Worthy, Showtime Lakers. And then you've had Kobe Bryant, but with Shaq, and then with, you know, the Pau Gasol team. So they have definitely had a, you know, I mean, when you talk about the passage of time, I mean, one thing that was interesting to me, you know, we ask people the greatest single season teams, and they all seem to come, you know, from the past. While most other categories had recent players in them, you know, like Chris Paul's one of the top point guards, LeBron's one of the top small forwards. This was one category where people lean toward the past, and I think it's just because of, you know, free agency. You can't have a team stocked with Hall of Famers the way the Celtics did, you know, in the 60s, or even the way the Lakers did in the 80s. Is, you know, the salary cap has just changed how many great players you can have on one team.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. And it's interesting to compare eras and players and all the things that we just talked about. Basketball's Greatest, Sports Illustrated, is a fabulous book. Bill Steichen, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.